To order, let's establish a quorum. Please call the roll. Assistant.
Bykowski.
Here.
Stone. Gaines.
Here.
Hill.
Here.
Lara. Skinner. Stern.
Okay, we have a quorum. We have one item up pursuant to Senate Rule 2910. This is SB 452 by Senator Glazier, which has been substantially amended, is coming back to our committee for a hearing. We either approve it or we don't approve it. That's the rules. If these sergeants can make sure that we call the other members that they're on their way. Senator, good evening. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to the committee for hearing this bill. I appreciate you taking the time to do that. As many of you are aware, the bottle bill program suffered a significant setback beginning in January of 2016, which led to the closure of nearly 1,000 recycling centers, roughly 38% of the statewide total, leaving consumers in many communities without a local redemption option. There are now 129 California cities and two entire counties with no operating redemption centers, and recycling rates have dropped from a high of 85% 4 years ago to just 75% last year. To address these issues, this bill implements three key elements to stabilize the bottle bill program. First, the bill restores recycling incentives to 2015 levels, reflective of cost of living and reasonable financial return adjustments. Second, the bill will refocus CalRecycle resources on bringing recycling opportunities to hundreds of underserved and unserved communities while providing limited temporary relief to dealers faced with the take-back requirements at no fault of their own. And lastly, the bill will require CalRecycle to develop recommendations to the legislature by January 1st of 2021 to ensure that the handling fee calculations are adequate to maintain the state's recycling infrastructure going forward. Altogether, these reforms will help stabilize the program in the short term, while CalRecycle develops recommendations for long-term sustainability of the program. Finally, it was brought to my attention after the amendment deadline that the bill as drafted unintentionally allows CalRecycle to withhold payment to a curbside program run by a private sector solid waste enterprise that has no jurisdiction over the siting or operations of a certified recycling center. If this bill passes, I've committed to work on that issue next year with the stakeholders. With me today are two folks who know a lot more about this than I do and support Aaron Niemela on behalf of recyclers and Mark Murray with Californians Against Waste. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, members, Mark Murray with the environmental group Californians Against Waste. I want to focus on what I think is the key provision of this bill, and that is to return recycling payments, the base reimbursement level for the entire recycling infrastructure, not just convenience zones, not just buyback recycling centers, but curbside material recovery facility drop-offs, to return that reimbursement level to the 2015 levels. It was that drop in payments that caused the closure of recycling centers. It's a loss of $16 million to the California recycling infrastructure. So we're putting that level back. I want to just kind of point out that you're going to hear a lot about the closure of recycling centers as it has affected convenience zones and supermarkets, who are the backstop. But there were more closures outside of convenience zones. 36% of the recycling centers outside of convenience zones closed. 23% of the recycling centers within the convenience zone closed. So, you know, you're not going to hear from the mom-and-pop recyclers because they don't know about this hearing. But the primary folks that have been hurt by this drop in payment have been the old-line recyclers, the scrap recyclers, the folks that are in rural communities. And those are the folks that are going to receive these processing payments. So it's just very important to understand that, you know, we spend a lot of time focused on convenience zones and supermarkets and all that, but it's the broad recycling infrastructure in California that's been hurt, and it's the broad recycling infrastructure that's going to benefit from this fix. This is a temporary fix. It only fixes these payments through 2021. We all have to come back for the comprehensive fix that has been talked about, that we've been trying to get to, but this is the first step.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We have been at the table for many years. Next witness.
Mr. Chair and members, Aaron Niemel representing Replanet Recycling. Replanet is the largest of the 50-plus recyclers that you see in your analysis and the only one that has a lobbyist in Sacramento. As you know, well and good, over a third of the state's recycling infrastructure shut down in an 18-month period of time, and recycling rates dropped by unprecedented levels in the history of this program at the very same time that that occurred. I know we often say in the bottle bill program that leverage and is the best option for getting the parties to the table. We often hope that folks can gather in a room and sweat it out. But the truth of the matter is, when we pull folks together to do that, it's the small folks who lose out. It's the small folks who fold first. And I think what we're asking for today, I'm not going to say this is a perfect bill. Honestly, my client was opposed unless amended when this bill went through Assembly Natural Resources until we got the changes that we sought that made this program a little tougher on our grocer partners. But we got a lot of those changes. We have opposed some other solutions that would have benefited us from a payment perspective mm-hmm. because we thought it was too easy on our grocer partners. And I'm here to say today that without these price supports, we won't be here. Maybe Replanet will, but the small mom and pops will not be here to have the constructive conversation everybody wants to have about remaking this program, which certainly needs to be done. And for that reason, we're here to support the bill today. Thank you.
Others in support of SB 452, please come forward.
Mr. Chairman, members, Josh Ponte on behalf of the California Refuse Recycling Council in strong support.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Mark Aprea on behalf of Republic Services. We want to thank the author and the sponsors for bringing this bill forward. Thank the author for his commitment to make that technical change or correction for next year, and we urge your aye vote.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, Mary Pitto with the Rural County Representatives of California, and we also urge your support of this bill.
Thank you.
Genevieve Abaddon on behalf of Sierra Club California and also on behalf of Surfrider Foundation, Heal the Bay, and the rest of the Clean Seas Lobbying Coalition in support.
Thank you. Mr. Chair and Senators, Aaron Moreno on behalf of the California Grow Association in support.
Kevin Shelley on behalf of Save Mart Companies in support.
Gene Urban representing Waste Management, we support. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Russell Nowak on behalf of the California Fuels and Convenience Alliance in support. Thank you.
Okay, let's hear from opposition. Is there any opposition that's here today for SB 452? Seeing no opposition, let's bring it back to the dais. People have questions of the author.
I'll move the bill.
All right, there's a motion by Senator Skinner. I guess the question that I have is sort of highlighted in the staff report is we have a broken system. We have attempted this. Chair has attempted to have a comprehensive solution. We have failed at that. Rework of the CalRecycle is dying the death of 1,000 slices. So if we approve this bill and some people would characterize this as let some of the supermarkets or retailers off the hook for a 2-year period, because they don't have to pay the $100 bounty that they or collect. The staff report's pretty clear about the amount some of them are collecting, some of them aren't. I know that people are out of business. How does it make us better in 2021? I get the fact that there are gonna be mom and pops that are gonna be able to recycle, but how does it make the program healthier?
Mr. Chairman, first let me thank you for all your work that you've engaged in over the last 2 years. I know that you have a great passion for making this program work, and I know that there's been some support from the governor's office and a lot of things that we hoped that would be aligned so that we would have a more global pathway to resolving this in the long term. And I thank you for all that work that you've put in. It is a difficult place to be. I mean, look at the argument that I think I made here a couple years ago when I was here on a previous bill was that we're kind of in this situation through no fault of the retailers in some ways. And it really was the fallback as written in the original bill that's created that quandary for them. So yeah, it is true that we're trying to put a Band-Aid on the program. I think the Band-Aid, though, is on some unintended consequences that nobody really intended to have happen. And it is what did happen. So I don't think that what we're doing today is trying to take pressure off the issue. It's only a Band-Aid and it's only temporary. And you certainly, I think, that have support from the people around this table and this author to continue to work with you to try to break through and find that longer-term solution.
I see how the Band-Aid is helpful. I guess I believe, unless I'm misreading the bill that's before us, is that the dealers will be permanently let off the hook.
If I might, Mark Murray, the bill does take small dealers off the hook. So those that do less than $2 million worth of sales and those that whose physical footprint, interior space in their store is 5,000 square feet or less. So these are convenience stores. These are small mom-and-pop grocers. We still have plenty of supermarket recycling centers that would be obligated to take containers back inside the store. We are temporarily letting folks off the hook when there is a fully operating recycling center within 1 mile. So we're taking about, for the larger supermarkets, we're taking about half of them off the hook. I don't think they feel like they're getting let off the hook with the additional 1,500 stores, grocery stores, that are still going to have to either pay $100 or take containers back inside the store. I hesitate to just call this a Band-Aid. We are returning the payment level back to the levels that are needed to cover the cost of recycling. That's why all the recycling centers closed. The solution is to bring back the recycling centers. The solution is not to have, you know, do a better job of taking containers back inside the store. The solution is to bring back full-service recycling centers, both in convenience zones and then in the hundreds of rural communities that aren't in a convenience zone but have no recycling center because the funding went away.
All right. If there's no other questions, there is a motion on the floor. Why don't you close?
Thank you again for taking the time for the hearing, Mr. Chairman and members. I appreciate all the work that's been done, and I look forward to working with you in the coming years to try to improve the program even more. But this is a good step to deal with our problems as we find them. So thank you for your consideration.
All right. There's a motion by Senator Skinner. Please call the roll.
Senate Bill 452 by Senator Glazer. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Wieckowski.
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Stone.
Aye.
Stone, aye. Gaines.
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Hill.
Aye.
Hill, aye. Lara. Skinner.
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern.
Aye.
Stern, aye.
How many you said?
Six. Six to zero.
The vote is 6-0. We'll close the roll. It fills out.